If you're looking for Pokemon-style Etsy items, Pokemon Pop figures, and so much more, check out the PokeDepartmentStore.com. That's PokeDepStore.com for all your Pokemon needs.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
What is up, everyone? It's me, the Pokemon Cave, flying solo, unfortunately. Now, these things do happen. Unfortunately, we left the recording of these two podcasts, both the Pokemon Cave and the Poke Cave After Dark podcast, until later on in the week. I'm currently recording this on a Thursday morning. We were supposed to record tonight, Thursday night. However, Bambi sent me a text there last night stating that due to a work function, unfortunately, she wouldn't be here. You know, it's hopefully rarely going to happen. I love having my amazing co-host on here with me. I'm sure you guys do too. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. So, unfortunately, this week, you're going to be stuck with me. Unfortunately, there won't be a Pokemon battle near the end of this podcast, which is unfortunate because it would have been an all-legendary battle with one pseudo-legendary, sorry. But let's get into the content that you love. So, according to a YouTuber, CGC, the grading card company, banned them from ever using their services ever again. Now, I mean, yes, you can ban somebody from your company, but come on, there's ways around it. He can send his cards to CGC if he really wanted to under a different name, different address, blah, 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 blah. Are they going to know it's him? No, they're not. But, I mean, after the crap that he had to put through, I don't think he's going to use CGC anymore. Now, we've all heard of how PSA potentially damages corners of the cards or this or that while they're in the grading process while being slabbed. We've heard things of CGC not representing the card properly in the grade. You know, something that could be a clear 10 is coming back as an 8 or a 9. I mean, every grading company will have its issues. No grading company is perfect. I've heard things about BGC. It happens. So, or sorry, Biggs, BGS, I think, I don't know. It's early for me, guys, come on. I mean, and then, of course, you've got what seems like hundreds of these little tiny guys that are just trying to get a little foothold and potentially become the next PSA, CGC, whatever. So, this guy, by the name of Shiny Vert, tested the quality control at CGC by sending them some manually cut cards, which they certified as factory errors. Now, after posting results to his YouTube channel, CGC banned him from future grading and sent a quote-unquote threatening legal document. So, in a follow-up video, Shiny Vert detailed his banning and the subsequent threats of the legal action for what he says is CGC's mess-up. He goes on to say, "Y'all say you check the cards and do whatever to test them. Y'all graded these as error cards, not me. You put your logo on it, you put your label on it, you put them in your cases, and sent them back to me." He then read through a strongly worded email detailing his ban and his responsibilities as someone with a graded TCG card containing clinical errors. He goes on to say, "They're basically threatening me with legal stuff to get me to shut up." He explained that his intention was never to profit from the cards he sent, only to see how seriously CGC took their grading. He considered the cards he sent to be very obviously altered and thought the tampering should be clear to anybody who grades cards professionally. He goes on to say, "This was a shocking truth to me to find that they do not grade their cards properly. They should be embarrassed." He also raised questions about how many people may currently be impacted by the substandard grading on the part of CGC. He goes on to say, I would highly recommend that you be extremely careful with this company. He calls CGC the worst effing company he's ever seen and reiterated what he sees as the problem. I put the spotlight on something that shouldn't be happening and they banned me. Yeah, I mean, should they have banned him? I don't think so. But, I mean, at the same time, that seems like something that a company would do. Like, oh shit, you found a massive flaw in our system. We're embarrassed. So we're just going to try and make you shut up and go away. Problem solved, right? If he can't talk about it, people can't find out about it, right? That's not going to happen. I mean, I don't know how famous this guy is. I've never seen his videos, or maybe I have, and I just don't recognize the name. I don't know how well off he is. I don't know if he can afford legal fees. That's not really my place to judge. Do you try and fight this if they do come after you with legal mumbo-jumbo or possible lawsuits? I mean, he's got a pretty strong case for himself. He sent the cards with obvious defects that he manually did himself.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Expecting CGC to turn around and send them back and say these are ungradable, they were tampered with. Somebody graded them. Now, did that somebody get fired? Maybe. Maybe not. More likely, they got a slap on the wrist. Or maybe they got nothing. Maybe it's just like, oh, okay, well, we screwed up. Lesson learned. We'll just make this guy shut up and go away. You know, we'll put it under the rug. Everything will be hunky-dory. It's not usually how that goes, guys, unfortunately. Next up, though, going on counterfeit or modified cards, the Pokemon TCG is finally bringing the ban hammer down on counterfeit cards. Jeez, guys, it only took you, what, 25 years? Come on now. So if you've ever been involved in the Pokemon TCG, then there is no doubt 100% chance that you've stumbled upon a fake or a replica card. Well, the Pokemon Company in Japan has taken action to make sure that doesn't happen ever again. So, apparently, today the creatures announced it will be cracking down on online marketplaces that list replica or metal Pokemon cards. Not only will it be requesting that these listings be taken down, but the publishers will also look to take legal action against those who break the rules. Now, replica cards have become a popular way to collect some of the rarest cards while cutting down the price tag. Of course, these cards are not legal to play with and often show signs that they aren't what they seem. Similarly, metal Pokemon cards are a popular art piece that some fans choose to purchase for their displays. Now, of course, the Pokemon Company claims that the sales of these cards interfere with product integrity for the TCG and manufacturing them breaches trademarks and copyrighted materials related to the TCG. Of course, this shouldn't come as too much of a shock given what they are. It isn't clear if this project to curb counterfeits will be extended to customs that are similarly produced to look like Pokemon cards but with custom artwork. As of today, this push is kicking off in Japan, meaning that right now only Japan-based auction sites are being monitored. However, it isn't out of the realm of possibility we could eventually see this push expand across the globe. Counterfeit cards are a problem that isn't new to the Pokemon TCG, or any card game for that matter. But perhaps with more sellers being pulled offline, we will start to see fewer of them in circulation. And finally, an easy trick to get infinite money with an easy exploit in the new Pokemon Violet and Scarlet DLC. So of course, part 1 of the DLC came out on September 13th. It's the first of two planned expansions, with the Indigo Disc releasing in the winter of 2023. Both Scarlet and Violet's DLCs feature a whole host of returning Pokemon, including heaps of fan favorites. They also have a bunch of new Pokemon to add to your collection, including Driplin, the new evolution for Gen 8's Applin. Funny enough, it's Driplin's new evolution item that is the secret to financial stability in the Teal Mask. Reddit user u_kdavis1327 has discovered the secret to infinite money in Pokemon Scarlet and Violet's DLC. The trick is super simple, and all you need to do is head over to the orchard in the Mossfell Confluence area at the bottom right of the map. There's a vendor there that sells these syrupy apples, which will help you evolve Applin into Driplin and become richer than Bezos. Of course, the vendor sells an infinite amount of these syrupy apples for the low price of 500 Pokédollars. The key to this exploit is that these items sell for more than you purchase them at 550 Pokédollars. So you can turn around and sell and get an extra $50. If you have enough time and patience, or even a turbo controller, you could gain $49,950 from selling 999 of these apples. And just keep doing that over and over again. The player explained, even if you don't have enough money to buy 999 apples, you can buy as much as you can afford and continue profiting upwards from there. Now, in old times, money in Pokemon was pretty much a non-issue, with more than enough to buy the basic items you needed. The reason infinite money in Pokemon Scarlet and Violet is so handy is that now there are items you can buy to skip the grind of optimizing your Pokemon for competitive play. And just like that, there you have it. Now you too can have infinite money in Scarlet and Violet's DLC. Now if only that Slowpoke Tail merchant from Gold and Silver were in the game so we could rub his stupid face in it. And on that note, guys, I say have a good day. We will see you again next week. On that note, there will not be an episode of Poke Cave After Dark tonight. We're going to take a week off. Just because Bambi's off. I mean, this is the conversation that we had set up. It would have been more geared for two people to go back to back on or head to head on. It just doesn't sound right to be solo for that one. So we're going to take 1 week off. We'll be back at it again next week. As long as everything works out, we'll work things out. We'll try and make it happen for sure. That way we don't screw up anything. Take care, everyone. See you again next week.